You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dear friends, I hope each one of you is feeling the warmth of God's love on this beautiful day. Today, I want to share with you a message that I believe will touch your hearts and ignite the flame of faith within each one of you. The topic of our discussion today is the incredible power of faith and how, because of your faith, God will answer you. So as always, stay with me and open your hearts to pray with me. And also don't forget to leave your comment with Amen. Faith, my friends, is not just a religious concept. It's a force that transcends the boundaries of our understanding. It is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In simpler terms, it is believing in something even when we cannot see it with our eyes. Now, I want you to imagine the impact of such a powerful force in your life. We live in a world filled with challenges, uncertainties, and trials. But I want to assure you that your faith can be the guiding light in the darkest of times. The Bible tells us in Matthew 17:20, that with faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. That's right, mountains. Think about the obstacles in your life right now. They might seem insurmountable, but with faith, they can crumble before you. Now, let me share a story that illustrates the transformative power of faith. There was once a woman who had been suffering from a chronic illness for many years. She had visited countless doctors, tried numerous medications, but to no avail. One day, she heard about a man named Jesus, who was known for performing miracles. Filled with faith, she pressed through the crowd just to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She believed that if she could just touch him, she would be healed. And you know what happened? Instantly, her ailment disappeared, and she was made whole. Why? Because of her faith. Likewise, God is ready and willing to answer your prayers, to heal your wounds, and to mend your brokenness. It all begins with your faith, a faith that goes beyond mere words and permeates every fiber of your being. Your faith activates God's power in your life. But you might ask, how do we strengthen our faith? It starts with a personal relationship with God. Spend time in prayer, immerse yourself in His Word, and surround yourself with a community of believers who uplift and support one another. Your faith will grow as you trust in His promises and witness the wonders He performs in your life. Remember, dear friends, your faith is a beacon of hope. It is the key that unlocks the door to God's abundant blessings. So don't let doubt and fear overshadow the power of your faith. Stand firm, believe, and watch as God answers your prayers in ways that exceed your expectations. Now, as we continue on this journey of exploring the profound impact of faith, let us delve deeper into the nuances of what it means to have unshakable trust in God. Faith isn't a passive force. It's an active, dynamic energy that propels us forward. In the Bible, Hebrews 11, 1 tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It's not wishful thinking. It's a rock solid confidence in the promises of God. So how can we cultivate and nurture such a robust faith? Firstly, it involves surrendering our fears and anxieties to God. It's acknowledging that we cannot control every aspect of our lives, but we can trust the one who does. When we surrender, we make room for God to work miracles in our lives. Letting go of our need for control is a powerful expression of faith. Secondly, our faith grows through the trials and tribulations we face. In James 1:2-4, we are encouraged to consider.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Consider it pure joy when we face trials because the testing of our faith produces perseverance. Just as gold is refined in the fire, our faith is refined in the crucible of challenges. These difficulties are not roadblocks, but stepping stones to a deeper, more profound faith. Consider the story of Job. He faced unimaginable loss, yet he declared, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Job 13:15. Job's unwavering faith in the midst of adversity is a testament to the transformative power of trusting God, even when circumstances seem dire. Furthermore, let us reflect on the words of Jesus in Matthew 21:22. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. This is not a blank check for our desires, but a profound truth about the alignment of our hearts with God's will. Faith isn't just about getting what we want. It's about aligning our desires with God's purposes. Dear friends, let us also be mindful of the impact our faith has on those around us. Your unwavering trust in God can be a beacon of hope for others who may be grappling with their own challenges. Your testimony of faith becomes a powerful tool in God's hands to reach hearts and transform lives. My friends, let us embrace a faith that goes beyond the superficial, a faith that withstands the storms of life. It's not about the size of our faith, but the object of our faith, the Almighty God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. So go forth with renewed faith, knowing that, because of your faith, God will answer you. May your journey be marked by a deepening trust in His promises. And may your lives be a living testament to the transformative power of unwavering faith in the living God. Beloved, Let us consider its transformative power in our lives. Faith is not merely a passive belief. It is an active force that empowers us to move forward with confidence and purpose. It is the anchor that keeps us steady amidst life's storms and the beacon that guides us through the darkest of nights. One of the most profound examples of faith can be found in the story of Abraham. Despite facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles and uncertainties, Abraham trusted in God's promises. He left his homeland and journeyed to a land he did not know, simply because he believed in the faithfulness of God. And because of his unwavering faith, Abraham became the father of many nations, fulfilling God's covenant. Similarly, we are called to exercise such bold faith in our own lives. We may not always understand God's plans or the path he has laid out for us, but we can trust in his goodness and his sovereignty. It's about relinquishing control and allowing God to lead us, even when the road ahead seems daunting. Now, I want to address a common misconception about faith, that it guarantees a life free from hardship or pain. The reality is that even the strongest faith does not exempt us from trials and tribulations. However, what faith does offer is the assurance that we are never alone in our struggles. God walks alongside us, providing strength and comfort in the midst of adversity. Think about the disciples who followed Jesus. They witnessed countless miracles and experienced his profound teachings firsthand. Yet, they also faced persecution, rejection, and doubt. However, their faith remained steadfast because they knew the one in whom they believed. It was this unwavering faith that enabled them to spread the message of salvation to the ends of the earth, despite facing immense opposition. In our own lives, we may encounter moments of doubt or uncertainty. We may question God's plan, or wonder if he hears our prayers. But let me assure you, dear friends, that God is always listening, and he is faithful to answer according to his perfect will and timing. So, how do we strengthen our faith? It begins with cultivating a deep, intimate relationship with God through prayer, study of his word, and fellowship with other believers. As we draw near to God, he draws near to us, filling us with his peace and wisdom. Dear friends, let us remember that faith is not just a belief. It is a way of life. It's about trusting in God's goodness, even when circumstances seem bleak. It's about surrendering our fears and uncertainties and allowing God to work miracles in our lives. And it's about living each day with a confident assurance that because of our faith, God will answer us. Now, let us pray our prayer. Heavenly Father, as we gather here today, we are humbled by the privilege to come before your throne, knowing that you are the Almighty God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. We stand in awe of your majesty and grace. Lord, we come before you with hearts filled with gratitude for the gift of faith. We thank you for the countless examples in your word that demonstrate the transformative power of unwavering trust in you. Today, we lift our hearts in prayer, seeking a deeper understanding of this profound truth, that because of our faith, you will answer us. Father, we acknowledge that our faith is a journey, a sometimes challenging path filled with uncertainties. Yet, we stand firm on your promises, knowing that you are a faithful God who never wavers. Increase our faith, Lord. Strengthen the very fabric of our belief until it becomes an unshakable force that moves mountains in our lives. We pray for those among us who may be facing trials and tribulations, those whose faith may be tested in the crucible of challenges. Comfort them, Lord. Let your presence be a soothing balm to their wounded souls. May they find solace in the truth that you are always with them, working all things together for good. Lord, help us to surrender our fears, doubts, and anxieties at the foot of the cross. Teach us to trust in your perfect plan, even when we cannot comprehend it. Fill us with the courage to step out in faith, just as Abraham did, knowing that you are the author and finisher of our faith. We lift up those who may be grappling with doubt, uncertainty, or a wavering faith. Holy Spirit, breathe your life into their hearts. Ignite a fire within them that cannot be quenched, a fire fueled by a deep and abiding trust in you. As we leave this place today, may our lives be a living testimony to the transformative power of faith. May our actions, words, and attitudes reflect the confidence we have in your promises. May the world see in us a people who walk by faith and not by sight. We offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.